On the feast of the baptism of the Lord last Sunday, we heard that Jesus identified himself to us sinners. He became part of our family and our community. He became one of us. Our gospel for today is just one of the many miracles of Jesus and the best way to be with his people. In the synagogue of Capernaum, Jesus freed a man from possession by an unclean spirit, a madness that had kept him away from his local community and from God. Jesus lived and died to draw people into a sharing of faith, hope, and love, and a personal relationship with God. He did not call people to holiness that would isolate them from others. Jesus wants us to be with him always, together as one, and he does not want us to be separated. The man with an unclean spirit was far from others, and the people were afraid of him. He was outcasted, alone, and lonely. But because of Jesus, he saw light and hope. The man was imprisoned by the unclean spirit, and Jesus freed him with his loving and caring authority. By that, the man was cleaned and freed, and now became part of the community, a community that follow Jesus. We are one community, a family of God. So therefore, we are challenged to embrace all and not separate others by their color, race, or ethnicity. Our faith journey to God is a journey that we travel with others. Putting it in another way, our earthly pilgrimage is never a purely private one. We need each other along the way. Each of us has gifts that the Spirit has given us for the benefit of others, and they have gifts to be shared with us. So the Lord calls us to face life journey together. Our Christian life is a shared experience, bearing each other's burdens. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us help one another in carrying each other's burden and be the source of charity and love for others. This is the life of Saint Margaret Bourgeois, who served and gave her life for the poorest of the poor during her time in Montreal. Margaret was the sixth child in a family of 12. She was 19 years of age when she lost her mother. In the following year, 1640, in the course of a procession held on October 7th in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary, she had an unforgettable experience. Her eyes rested on a statue of the Blessed Virgin, and at that moment, she felt inspired to withdraw from the world and to consecrate herself to the service of God. With that unchanging fidelity to what she believed to be God's will for her, a fidelity that characterized her life thenceforth, she set about to discern her specific vocation. So in 1659, she began receiving girls to come to establish homes in Montreal, and she became a real mother to them. Thus, were initiated a school system and a network of social services which gradually extended through the whole country and which led people to refer to Margaret as mother of the colony. She died in Montreal on the 12th of January, 1700. Acknowledged for her holiness of life. Her last generous act was to offer herself as a sacrifice of prayer for the return to health of a young sister. 40 members of the congregation de Notre Dame were there to continue her work. So on 12th of November, 1950, Pope Pius XII beatified Margaret, canonized on the 31st of October, 1982, by St. Pope John Paul II, which gives the Canadian Church its first woman saint. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the intercession of Saint Margaret that we too may be instruments of God's generosity, serve all with charity, and be a beacon of hope for others, especially those who are outcasted by the society because of their sickness, color, belief, or race. May Saint Margaret pray for us.